Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we move on. Roisin Finlay from Outsider Magazine and Sustainable Tourism Network. Good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan.
So, Roisin, you're going to give us a crash course in the joys of camping. So before we get to the practicalities of it all, there are different levels of roughing it you can do, aren't there?
Absolutely. I mean, I guess these days there's so many glamping products out there. So having a kind of a nature experience doesn't have to mean a dewy tent or getting out, you know, going to the toilet in a field in the middle of the night. There's all sorts of incredible luxury glamping sites all around the country, and they vary. Some of them are, you know, really, really posh. Others are quite basic, but they all have that lovely connection to nature.
Okay, and the tent will be up for you, is the bottom line.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, quite a lot of them will have those lovely glamping pods or little huts, shepherd's huts, things like that. And then others have bell tents with beds and duvets and stoves in them. Others just have a bell tent. You bring your own camping mat and sleeping bag. So you can, or you can bring your own tent and
okay.
pitch it.
So you're still getting the greater outdoors experience.
Yeah.
So camping is still a pretty cost-effective holiday as well, is it?
Yeah, it varies radically. So for, you know, if you're just pitching a tent, it can be anything from like a tenner per night per person for an adult. And then you can go right up into the hundreds if you're going for the fancy glamping options. But there's everything in between. And, you know, some of the lovely glamping spaces have really good value. It might be like, less than 100 quid a night per person for a really beautiful experience.
And would people still be able to book a camping holiday now, kind of last minute for this summer?
Yeah, there is availability. I mean, it varies. The really good sites are often booked out at weekends. But some of the, certainly places where you're pitching tents, you can nearly always get a pitch.
Okay.
And there are last minute cancellations from people.
Okay.
So
say you're going to do the full camping thing, kind of self-sufficient and stuff. What kit do you need?
Again, it's going to depend. Are you going to drive to the spot, or are you going to hike in?
Okay. Because obviously we're driving.
Okay.
I
think the vast majority of people, especially if they're going with kids, are probably going to have a car with them, because there is a lot of kit if you want to be comfortable. So first thing is a decent tent. And I would get myself to Great Outdoors or Charles Camping, somewhere like that, to buy a suitable tent. Pop-up tents are great if it's dry weather and you've got a night, you're just spending a night in the tent. But if you're going to spend any more than one night in the tent, or if there's any chance of it's going to rain, you want a decent tent with a fly sheet and all the rest. There's fantastic tents now that you blow up the poles, that are really, really brilliant for families.
Okay.
So the huge big family tent, which is heavy, you're definitely not carrying that in. That might sleep six people. It has two bedrooms and a sitting room where you can put your table in case the weather's bad and your chairs. Vango make inflatable tents. There's all sorts of brands.
And
it'll
basically kind of erect itself fairly.
I wouldn't say it erects itself, but they're called Airbeam tents.
Right.
And there's variety of other ones, other brands out there as well. But they're just much easier to put up.
Okay.
And take down, more importantly, when they're probably rainy and everyone
might
be a bit cranky.
Yes, we don't think of the taking down. Yes, okay. Yeah, because it's exciting putting it up. And what are we sleeping on? Are camp beds gone now?
You can get camp beds, but the camping mattresses that are out there now, the likes of Thermarest, are absolutely incredible. Most of them self-inflate. If you get the really, really light ones, you might have to inflate them, but that'll be for the person who's backpacking around. So they self-inflate and then you just top them up. And they're quite small. They're only maybe like less than an inch thick, but they are incredibly comfortable, like almost as comfortable as being in your bed, and very warm. And warmth is a really big issue when you're camping in Ireland. Even if it's a nice day, the ground stays very damp.
Yeah.
When you sit on the grass, no matter how nice and warm it's been, you tend to get up and you're a bit damp. So if you sleep on that cold seeps into your body. So probably even more important than your good sleeping bag is a good camping mat.
Okay.
To stop that cold coming through the ground.
And you say a thing people mightn't think of, a good chair is crucial.
Yeah, I think a good camping chair is a really good idea, because, you know, most of us don't sit around on the ground very often. And after, you know, we think, oh, it's lovely, I'm sitting around the campfire or whatever. And then you're crippled after about 5 minutes. There's some really lovely brands. There's a brand called Helinox that make chairs that completely pack down, and you just kind of put them together a little bit like a tent, that go beside the campfire. They're really amazing. You can get them in Great Outdoors as well.
And then what are our cooking options? Is the Primus still a thing?
Yeah, so there's MSR make amazing little stoves. You can use Primuses. There's so much. There's Tranges. There's all sorts of little different camping stoves you can get that are really brilliant. They've become really, really efficient. You can boil water in like a minute on some of them. But like, what I would recommend is, especially if you're camping out of a tent, is you're going to have to keep it very simple.
Yeah.
So maybe bring something pre-prepared. And, you know, just be making pasta and heating it up or something like that.
Yeah, and it'll still taste exciting.
Exactly. And a couple of sausages to go on if you are doing a campfire. But I have to bring in the be responsible. If you're doing campfires, you probably should have some kind of fire pit, or else really know what you're doing when you're lighting a fire, because they cause a lot of damage to the environment.
So don't be randomly lighting fires wild camping.
No, and I mean, you can obviously, there is the possibility of wildfire in Ireland, but it's more about the damage you do to the land. You can really do quite a lot of damage.
Okay. What if it's raining?
Well, if it's raining and you're in a tent, that's where the big family tent comes in, that you've got lots of space. The reality is, if it's raining, you just need to have brought good gear and be willing to spend time in your tent. But a lot of campsites do, like if you're in an official campsite, they have most of them have a covered space where you can go and cook and you can sit.
Yeah.
So, and they've a lot of places have really made them gorgeous now, where they're sort of veranda style, so that you do get the outdoor experience, but you can get a bit of cover. And that's pretty crucial if you've got a couple of kids with you.
Okay, so people need to research well where they're going camping. What are the best places to go for families?
There's some really great places. I mean, sustainability is obviously very close to my heart. So I work in sustainability as well as an outsider. So a couple of the places that we work with, Clifton Eco Camping, which is in Clifton, funnily enough, they are gold certified. So they've done incredible stuff environmentally, but it's a really kind of, even though it's a campsite, like an official campsite, it very much encapsulates that wild camping feel.
Yeah.
It's sort of set amongst the sand dunes. They don't have any hard pitches. They're right on the beach. So you can very much have that back to nature experience. So if you want your children to have that kind of wild camping experience and wandering down to the beach, that's a really great place to go. Then there's a lovely place called Nor Valley in Kilkenny, which has all sorts of lovely extras. They do tractor rides. They've got a petting zoo where you can feed lambs, bottle feed lambs, see baby animals, all sorts of things like that. They also have, you know, covered areas, crazy golf, kind of more, slightly more modern, not very more modern.
Yeah.
But they do really gorgeous holidays.
Okay, so this sounds like for people who are first time campers or want to dabble a bit, they don't need to go out the side of a mountain and pitch a tent. There's lots of kind of halfway house experience.
Yeah, and I actually would discourage them from going out and camping on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
You really do need to be prepared, or the chances are you're going to either have a miserable time or you're going to leave a mess. And, you know, if you go and you camp in a campsite where there's facilities, you'll start to see where the challenges are and learn a little bit about what you should have with you if you do want to go and have that really wild camping experience.
Where do you stand on camper vans?
Well, I own one.
Yeah.
So I'm a massive fan of camper vans. Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant. Just you can go anywhere. But, you know, you need to be very respectful and, you know, read the situation. If the camper van's not welcome there, we'll go somewhere else.
Okay, you can pull up in places in the car park near the beach and all that kind of thing and manage your way with that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, there's places that have signs up saying, please don't bring your camper van here. Other places are okay with it. It's really all about, if you practice the principles of leave no trace, then you should be absolutely fine. And you make a good reputation for camper vans and camping in general.
Okay. Are they challenging to drive?
I've just got a little one, so it's a VW, so it's not much bigger than a car. Actually, it's very easy to drive. Okay. The bigger ones would be a bit more challenging to drive.
Okay, I think that will have made a lot of people a little bit of camping curious. There's loads of camping stories come in here. But someone's saying, packing for a camping trip, as I listen, best holiday ever, out in the fresh air, freedom, no housework, relaxation, barbecue, sausage and burgers. You have to roll with it with the Irish weather, but it's fun for all the family. That's from Katie. That's a good summary.
Yeah, and I mean, I think kids get that really old-fashioned experience of just running around a campsite with other kids. You know, the summers that we had.
Yeah, you know. Those mythical summers. Roisin Finlay, thank you very much.